Metal Gear Solid 4 Integral Podcast. Broadcasted from Konami HQ in downtown Tokyo, it's the world-renowned Metal Gear Solid 4 Integral Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 3 of the MGS4 Integral Podcast. I'm Sean Eystone, and I'm here with Aki Saito.
Hi, everyone.
And producer Kenichiro Imaizumi.
Hello. How are you, guys?
Okay, this is our third edition of the Integral Podcast. I've been holding up.
It's all right. Been busy, but surviving.
Yeah, what have you been guys up to these days?
Time goes really fast.
I mean, come on. You've been working on some new stuff, right, guys?
Oh, you want to know something?
Yeah, just a little. What have you been doing, Ken?
Well, we have been planning the next project.
Cool.
Project.
What? Project? Did I hear an S? Project? Wow. Okay. And Sean, you're quite busy as well.
Yeah. You know, a lot of pre-production, that kind of thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think all the listeners are wondering what, you know, because your production's up to these days. And yeah, I'm planning another European trip.
Already?
Yeah. And I think maybe Spain.
Spain?
Yeah, you're coming with me, Ken.
It's my country.
Not yours, but
it's your people.
Yeah. So, you know, we've been working, now we're in February, so everyone's still hopefully keep on playing MGS4. And for the people who have not, I'm pretty much sure they're listening to this podcast because they want to know what they missed out.
Yeah, well, there's also a lot of people who may be playing MGO.
So, you know, they're
still playing the game in some form or another.
This is very, you know, good chance to really play this, you know, game, and you will find out like something like you didn't know and you didn't find. You know, something very interesting.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, there's a lot of people who may be just playing MGO and haven't gone back to play the original game in a while, so this is a good opportunity.
All right, okay, let's go on with the show, Sean.
Okay, so we're going to lead you through the stage, and today we're going to go through the Mountain Trail Riverside stage.
This is the second part, yeah.
It's the latter part of the South American stage that we started 2 weeks ago. So if you recall, we just crossed the river, and we're tracking down Naomi, and we're going to pick up where we left off last time. And just to remind everyone, you know, there are sections in this game where we'll tell you to use, say, an item like the Solid Eye.
Yeah.
Just remember that you can't have the Solid Eye and iPod equipped at the same time, so just go ahead and switch it out. The iPod podcast will pause, and when you come back, you can just pick up where you left off. Likewise, if you get spotted by an enemy, just go ahead and do the same thing and pick up where you left off once the situation calms down.
If you put back your iPod back on, you could resume where you left off.
Right, yeah, so, the iPod has that feature, so.
Okay. Sean, let's start the latter half of this tracking.
All right, everyone, so load your game, and you should be right around the water right now.
Near the waterfalls, I guess.
Right. Yeah. So the first thing that we want to do is head up here and look at the other side, you know, the opposite bank of the river, first of all, because we want to get our bearings, right? So go ahead and put your solid eye on in night vision mode. Take a look at the ground and let's see if we can find Naomi's footprints.
Yeah, I don't see this. I don't see her.
They're gone. They kind of vanish on the other side of the stream here. You can't use your old tactic anymore, right?
Right.
But there is something that you can do.
Right.
You know, this requires a little bit of puzzle solving on the part of the player. You know, you don't see the high heel footprints anymore. But if you look very closely, you'll see that some of these footprints are a bit heavier than others.
Oh, meaning someone really stomped hard.
Right. You know, just really trudging through.
Yeah.
With a lot of weight, which, you know, you can deduce means.
He's a fat guy.
Yeah. Fat and heavy, macho guy.
No, of course not. So, of course, someone's carrying Naomi, right?
So, I see, you know,
the idea being they came into the river, you know, they carried Naomi across and brought her up on the other side, you know, possibly to keep her from getting wet, possibly just to trick Snake.
Okay, let's walk along, follow this heavy footprints. You see there's a separation of paths to right and to the left. Okay, so let's take a left path. And are we gonna walk up to the place where...
So you'll get some grass. So go ahead and go through the grass.
So this grass technique still works, right?
Yeah, the grass technique works. Okay, so you come to this kind of wide open area.
Yeah.
So if you look right, you'll see especially if you have the solid eye, there is a Haven Trooper laying in wait.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a good time to switch off your solid eye, actually, because these troopers have actually had a lot of training.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Haven Troopers can detect your solid eye if you have it on. So put that Haven Trooper to sleep.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, Sean, where do we head next? We took her to sleep.
Right. And then what we want to do is take the path that's next to that one.
Uh-huh.
To the left.
The left one, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So let's take the left path.
Let's go walk up ahead.
Mm-hmm. Some rocks and more grass.
Rocks and grass, and we're walking up this way, yeah.
And you'll hear something.
Yeah. So we're going to crouch down. Make sure you stop.
Right. You hear kind of, you know, Naomi calling for help.
Yeah.
Sounds like. Just kind of head out, and you see some grass, and there's like a shack here. So just be careful here, because there actually is a Haven Trooper waiting to ambush you here.
Mm-hmm.
Up on the cliff to your right.
Okay.
So kind of crawl up to the edge of the shack. Look up to your right.
Mm-hmm.
And take out the Haven Trooper.
Oh, you see the Haven Trooper right kind of like next to the rock on top of the cliff, right?
Yeah, that kind of a boulder at the top of the cliff, just kind of between there. Kind of hard to see because she's in the grass.
I see.
Let's go ahead and put her to sleep.
Okay. And then now, what are we going to do with this location?
Okay, so now let's go ahead and head into this shack.
Inside, yeah.
And you can hear Naomi calling for help.
Mm.
Yeah. We turn the corner,
uh-huh.
and we hear her voice kind of, you know, repeating itself and sounding a little odd, and the real identity is revealed to be this radio here.
Yeah, well, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
What's so special about this?
Shoot the radio. You know, take out your aggression, because there's actually a cool little feature here.
Okay.
When you shoot it.
Save me.
So there's some really cool sound processing going on here. So when you shoot it, you know, the tone kind of falls and slows down and eventually stops. You know, originally this wasn't going to be in here because it's you know, kind of hard to do. We had a really tight schedule.
Yeah.
Everybody was pulling all-nighters in the office, and, you know, we're like, oh, we want to do this with a radio, and you know, people were just like, no. You know, they say, no, we don't have time for that. But the programmer responsible for this radio really wanted to put it in also, and so he went ahead and did it anyway, you know, when nobody really was paying attention. And, you know, one day we came in and destroyed the radio and found out that this feature was in there, and of course, everyone was happy. So,
cool.
Yeah, just a little bit of trivia. And, you know, just to point out that it's all being done via program. It's not an audio sample that's slowing down.
Oh, I see. It's program.
Right. Mm. So, yeah, he actually did that via the program.
Cool. All right. So, we go out of this shack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, then where do we go next?
Okay, let's just head right back to where we came from.
Okay.
So, go back to that wide open area.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to take the route that we came. So the, from the shack, it's the right side.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we won't hear Naomi anymore.
Right.
And then we're in this open area. And where should we go?
Okay, so you're going to come to this big, wide, open area.
Mm-hmm.
I think ahead of you, there's going to be a tree to your left. Kind of like a dead stump of a tree comes to your right.
Yeah.
So kind of, you know, go between there.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the easiest way to do this is go up to that dead tree that you see into your right.
Mm-hmm.
Look down at the ground using your solid eye, and you'll see Naomi's footprints heading to the right.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're going to follow this way this time?
Right. So this time we're going to follow Naomi's footprints.
Okay, got it. All right, let's follow Naomi's footprints and through the grasses again.
And this is probably a good time to switch off your solid eye if you have it on.
Okay. Why is that?
There is another Haven Trooper.
Haven Trooper.
Trooper up ahead.
They will notice.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go slowly from here into this, you know, shadowy, dark kind of, and also bright on the left.
Stop. When you get to the end of this kind of narrow corridor, it's kind of a dark, shadowy area. There's like an arch up ahead of you.
Okay.
You'll see an arch to your right, and directly to your left, there's a Haven Trooper hiding behind a tree.
Yeah, he's here.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you'd gone the other path, of course, she would be waiting to shoot you. But since we followed Naomi's footprints, we got the jump on her. So let's go ahead and put her to sleep from behind.
There you go.
Okay. All
right. And now, you know, I think it's a good time to explain a little something that maybe some people aren't aware of regarding, you know, ways that you can get items from enemies.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of more of an advanced technique, I guess. Some people may not be aware of it, but you can actually hold enemies up by drawing your gun on them from behind and do a body check to get weapons from them.
Okay, well, we're going to try that using her.
Right. So let's try that using the Haven Trooper. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is that I want to point out that there are variations to this body check pattern.
Cool. Okay.
To do this easily, you know, we put the Haven Trooper to sleep to easily hold her up, go next to her, and wake her up. So crouch down, press triangle, you know, snake will whack her, you know, pat her a few times to make her get up. And as soon as she, you know, is going to wake up, what we want to do is draw our gun, point at her from behind.
And say hands up.
Right, he'll say hands up.
Right,
she'll hold her hands up. And I think, you know, a lot of people just kind of stop here. You know, they're afraid to lower their weapon because they think, you know, the enemy's going to turn around and attack them. But actually, you know, you have some leeway here. You know, they won't try to attack you for quite some time. So you can go ahead and lower your weapon and come around to the front. And when you get close to them, you'll see an icon come up on screen.
Yeah, triangle.
Triangle, right. So if you press that, you can go and do a body check. You'll see symbols come up on screen every once in a while. Just press the triangle.
And she will speak.
Right, she'll be speaking. You can do this, you know, as much time as you want.
Oh, really?
You just keep on pressing triangle. She'll be laughing. I mean, you know, there's some interesting voice effects you'll hear here. And of course, you know, and at the end of the body check, you know, if it's a male opponent, he'll he'll do his thing. And and knock the opponent out. But of course, since the Haven Troopers are all women,
that doesn't quite... They're going to say, cut that out.
Yeah, it doesn't quite work. So,
so what happens when she kicks you and you don't kind of respond? I mean, it goes to...
It'll go to an alert phase.
Yeah.
So there's probably quite a few listeners right now who probably got that alert phase. So,
so I thought.
Go ahead and pause the podcast and come back once things have calmed down.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's the body check. So I've gone ahead and put this Haven Trooper to sleep.
Okay.
And let's move on. You'll see that kind of... Not really a tunnel, but the kind of archway that we saw to the right earlier. So let's just go ahead and go through there. And once again, try to not to make too much sound as you come through here. Hug the wall to your right as you move.
Then, and we pass that like stump.
Yeah, you pass a stump on your left.
Yeah.
And you'll come to a clearing. And towards the center of the clearing, you'll see a guy obsessed with his claymore. So, you know, the idea here is you get to see one of the, you know, the enemy troopers in action laying these traps for you. So let's just put him to sleep.
Okay. And then this is basically the route we should take in the first place.
Right, right. So you're following the correct route now, you know, if you look down to confirm. So you're following these footprints and they come up to this claymore. But then something odd happens right after you, you know, you pass this kind of dead tree area where the claymore is. And you'll notice that you'll see a very odd set of prints heading up to your left.
Yes, okay. Oh, make sure you check onto your solid eye and have night vision, and you'll see... What? These are, like, hands.
Yeah, handprints, right?
Yeah.
So someone, for reasons unknown, was walking on their hands, you know, doing a handstand, and walking up to this path to the left.
What, are we going to follow this?
And yeah, let's just go ahead and follow it.
Okay, okay.
Because there's something kind of cool at the end.
Okay.
Okay, maybe, you know, there's somebody up here. Maybe it's Naomi. There's Naomi doing handstands. No. You see a bunch of hands. Handprints, I guess, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's like the Walk of Fame thing.
Right, exactly. Right.
Wow, I recognize this signature.
Yeah. You know, you're familiar with this signature. We saw so many times.
I think a lot of people might come here and wonder, what is this thing? You know, is it a trap or something? But you know, there's nothing to worry about. It's just here as a little treat for the fans.
I see.
Yeah. Something like a Billy memorial for us too.
And you know, there's some items you can get here too. There's a ration.
Ration and the Hidechan ramen.
Hidechan ramen. Now that I think about it, I don't think we ever really explained what Hidechan ramen is.
Hidechan ramen?
What is the Hidechan?
Ah, you mean that way.
Right.
Yeah. Well, as you know, Kojima is Hideo Kojima.
Right.
And Hideo is kind of sometimes long for... Well, it's not long, but a lot of Japanese like to shorten a lot of words. Like, for instance, you know, everyone calls me Aki. Right. But my official name is Akiyoshi.
Oh, okay.
Aki. So Hideo, well, it's not that long. But nicknames, you kind of make nicknames. So you say Hide-chan. Chan is used for like girls or small kids, you know, show expression of cuteness and things like that.
So is that maybe to say, you know, Hideo Kojima is cute? I mean,
maybe, you know, he used to be called Hide-chan from maybe his friend.
And, or mentors.
Yeah, mentors.
I see.
So that's why maybe he used the Hide-chan Japanese podcast mm-hmm. is a Hideo-chan radio, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
right.
Hideo channel radio. Mm-hmm. So maybe they have like
a little crossover between yeah, that.
Right.
The
yeah. play on words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what Hideo-chan Ram is all about.
Cool.
Basically, where we found this Walk of Fame kind of, you know, the handprints, this is not the correct route, right?
No.
Okay.
So just go ahead and follow the path you came uh-huh. from and go back to that wide open area.
Uh-huh.
And be careful just in case the guy you put to sleep earlier. You
know, who was obsessed with mm-hmm. his trap.
And I've woken up, so put this guy to sleep. Okay,
so
if you look around here, mm-hmm. you'll see that, yes, you know, there is still a set of high heels
yes.
heading off to the left.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, most people think, well, that's the correct route. I'll go ahead and hit to the left.
Mm-hmm.
But if you did that, you would actually be going the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is that, you know, compared to the high heel prints earlier, you'll notice that the high heel prints that come after this claymore mine are actually deeper, more defined.
Yeah.
And that means that, you know, a heavier person has been wearing these high heel shoes.
Mm.
And at the same time, near these heavier high heel footprints,
mm-hmm.
you'll see a heavier pair of normal footprints
mm.
heading off to your right.
Mm.
So basically, you know, they're trying to play with your head here, you know. Kind of trick you into following the high heel footprints to the left.
Mm-hmm.
And actually Naomi went off to the right.
I see. And that high heel is heading towards the left?
Yes.
Which is of course not. This
not
is
the correct route. Yes, right. Yes. If you head that way, you'll actually find a pair of high heel, you know, a high heel shoe there, you know, kind of saying, oh, this is a trap.
Okay, we're gonna, where are we gonna go, Sean? We're gonna go to the correct path now?
Yeah, okay. Let's just go ahead and follow the correct path.
All right.
Follow these heavy footprints to mm-hmm. your right.
Mm-hmm.
No, we are in a grassy part.
You're in a grassy yeah. part, and be uh-huh. careful. You know, there might be enemies lurking around.
Mm-hmm. So make sure you proceed very cautiously, slowly.
Box.
You'll pick up a cardboard mm-hmm. box on the right, and then what?
Yeah, there's like an archway.
Okay, stop and check this point mm-hmm. out.
Between the grass, at one point you'll see the heavy footprints, and then you'll see Naomi's footprints again. So
detailed.
At that point, they put her down. All right, so let's just keep on going.
Okay.
Slow down when you get to the end of this narrow path here.
Uh-huh.
It opens up, and there is a soldier.
Okay, stop here.
Patrolling
mm-hmm.
outside. So go ahead and stop. Be sure not to get spotted by that guy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of footprints.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of chaos.
Okay, yeah, it is. But we should just follow the footprint,
right.
The high heel footprints
right.
of Naomi, right? Yeah,
right.
Okay.
So the same strategy applies. Just follow Naomi's footprints.
Okay.
Head off to the left.
Left. We're following Naomi's footprint. And we have to stop once we see this gap because there's a soldier there.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a guy patrolling here, so okay. be careful.
Uh-huh. We entered this kind of open, sunny area now.
Mm-hmm.
And then where we go?
If you ever come to a split in the road and you don't know where to go, just look down and look for Naomi's footprints. So
mm-hmm.
we see that it kind of goes off to the right here.
Okay. So let's go to the right.
That.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And there is a soldier
okay.
here.
Okay. Oh, you kind of hear something, right?
Yep. If you come to this point, you hear a helicopter,
mm-hmm.
and that's a sign that you're getting close.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're getting ready to fly away with Naomi. So if you just keep on going in this direction,
mm-hmm.
head to the right. Be careful, because there is
okay.
a soldier patrolling here.
Between
trees?
Right. There's some trees here.
You missed him.
Yeah, I missed his head. But he's down. Okay. So, yeah, just follow these footprints and then head off to the right.
Uh-huh.
And you'll see that they converge into this narrow
yeah, but
path.
All of a sudden, this is almost like the, yeah, more footprints
right.
as Otacon says.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because to your left, there is a, it's kind of like a mine shaft looking passageway.
Okay.
And that'll lead you out and into the next event.
So, Sean, the advice is everyone should definitely take the other path and check what's happening.
Right, right. There's always a best way to get to the stage, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's always little clues left,
hmm.
you know, there to show you the fastest way. Like, you know, back in Advent Palace, it's the sleep mines and
yeah.
things like that.
Hmm.
And, you know, there's always a fastest way to get through the stage,
hmm.
but it's not necessarily always the way you want to take because there are hidden things and surprises, you know, items.
Mm-hmm.
That you may want to pick up, so
yeah,
definitely encourage people to explore.
Yeah, mm. the guy mm-hmm. peeing, well, that was 2 weeks ago, but this time it's more, what did we find?
All the signatures.
Yeah, well, if people really didn't know what it was about, I'm pretty much a lot of people figure.
Well, people know, you know, Hideo Kojima's signatures, so
yeah,
they
yeah.
will notice.
Yeah, hopefully.
Mm.
You know, it, his signature is not too hard to read either. So
it's a very highlighted in the middle and quite big.
Very funny thing is Hideo's signature is the same when he made the the sign when he was like a little, and then he's still using the same.
Oh really?
Yeah, because last time I talked to him, and he showed me something like when he was like junior high or something. Mm-hmm. He wrote a novel, some story or something, mm-hmm. and he signed on a paper, and that was same sign.
Except for the
signature.
Well, he always actually writes the year,
right?
Because he wants to know when he signed it, and that's sometimes really really handy for us when we see something and we know when he came and when he signed and things like that. But I guess he was predicting that he was going to be this famous when he was like what
in middle school? Maybe he was psychic or something.
Cool, but
no, not psychic, but you know.
Well, he had ambition, right? He knew he wanted to do something.
Right.
Okay, Sean, what are we going to do next time? Where are we going to go?
Okay, next time, we're going to continue with another South American stage.
Okay.
So what we want everyone to do is go to the South American power station stage.
Power station.
Right, and be ready to load that.
Power station.
Power station.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, sounds like something's going to be really hot.
Yeah.
A lot of energy.
Feel the heat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in. And next time, make sure you save at the power station, and we'll meet you there. Thanks again, guys. Sean, Ken.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, that's going to wrap up this edition of the Metal Gear Solid 4 Integral Podcast. Check back next time for more tips, tricks, and insider info on Metal Gear Solid 4. Brought to you by Kojima Productions and Hideo Kojima himself. Make sure to send in your comments to Hideo Blog. See you next time.